the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Lindsay, and George. For nearly a century, Talc has invited guests to see the world as never before, to travel the world with exclusive access, authentic local connections, insider knowledge, and unique one-of-a-kind experiences, continually raising the bar to find new ways to connect you more deeply with the places that you explore. Recently, Lindsay had the opportunity to sail with Talc aboard the MS Joy and discover firsthand what it truly means to travel beyond ordinary. So let's get started. So tell us about, okay, so what itinerary were you doing?
I'm so, so sorry. Like the world's largest.
A little snory. That's okay.
Furball snoring. I was on, what were we doing? I think this was a special itinerary. We went from Amsterdam to Antwerp.
Okay.
And we went to a lot of the same places that this was post River Cruise Expo. And so we went to a lot of the same places everybody else was. We went to Nijmegen, we went to Dordrecht, Antwerp, Delft. We kind of went all over.
The expo is kind of in the off season, so it's like shouldery season, right? Yeah.
It's really shoulder because it's March and it's really still cold up there.
So it was doubly fascinating to me because not only was this my first experience with Talc, but because I had just experienced some of these same things with a different competitor, I was able to in real time compare a few of the excursions that I did because I did them the week before.
Oh, wow. Okay.
With someone else. So that was really, really, really cool.
So how did they compare?
Talc is a completely different experience than, and I've been on almost every other river cruise company. I think I have two left. They're what I call understated luxury. It's not the company itself charters the ships. So these are not Talc owned ships. They're contracted ships. Mm-hmm. So there's a different staff for the housekeeping side of things and the culinary than the Talc tour directors and their staff. So it's two separate entities. And it's a little bit different than what we're used to on the river where everything's one company and one solid unit. But once you see it in motion, it makes sense why they do this the way that they do. I would say they are focused on anticipating their clients' needs, anticipating the guests' needs more so than, and there are a lot of great companies out there, but this is what they pride themselves on. The only thing I've experienced that's been along the similar lines has been Adventures by Disney, where they're constantly, the guest is going to want this or, and they really focus on adding value in ways. So let me back up a little bit. In the staterooms, do you know how one of our favorite things that we all gush about when we go stay at a really nice, like the level of luxury starts, how do you know you're in a luxury hotel? If you have your Nespresso machine with your little Nespressos, that was in my stateroom.
Oh, wow.
My mini bar was stocked with sparkling Perrier and with Coca-Cola. Any soda I wanted was in there. And it was restocked throughout the cruise. Those little touches to comfort in detail The water bottles, the metal water bottles, gifts I won't go into detail about because I don't want to ruin them for anyone who does go experience talc, but they're so well thought out and they make sense with what you are doing that you would assume these people were wizards. They have someone, it's their entire job to, okay, well, we have a surprise and delight budget. And so just for an example, on the day we went to go put, to go visit a cemetery, they gave us white long stem roses to go pick a soldier's grave to put on. Things like that. Very classy, well thought out, value added experiences. And much like some of the other companies that we all love, they, their focus on food and wine is mm-hmm. exemplary. Probably the best wine I've had on the river.
I remember at the expo, they were the ones that were giving us like oysters and caviar and champagne.
Yeah, and whatever in the Chateau de Pouf, the really good quality wine, some exceptional food, exceptional wine, great service. I would say that, you know, the very small group experience, you're going to have less people on board a talc river cruise than you are on any other river cruise. The MS Joy, which is one I was on, I think there's 130 passengers max. Yeah. And we didn't have that many. I think we had 98. The MS Sapphire, there's one that's 98 and one that's 84. So you're...
Nice.
Not as crowded. Let's see. They have, of course, their exclusive talc experiences. So like the Sparkling Night, where you get to... When we actually had two on this sailing, where we got to be in a museum after hours and had a cocktail reception. In fact, we had this at the Moritz House. We had hors d'oeuvres and a cocktail party and a private viewing of the entire museum and a private viewing of the girl with the pearl earring.
Oh,
and, nice. Yeah. And then had dinner and there was a lovely, three-piece, four-piece musical ensemble playing just throughout this historic house surrounded by all this beautiful artwork. And we had a welcoming reception that was pretty similar to that in another location that was just a unexpected event to have happen. So and it's so, very go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say I might be remembering this wrong, but they're kind of new to river cruising. Is that, am I remembering that correctly?
No, they're new to the expo. That was the first year they were at the expo, but they've been chartering river cruising for a while. But they do have several other, they're more known for their land tours,
yeah,
for their bridges product, which is more in alignment with Adventures by Disney, small group luxury tours. Their focus is more educational and cultural experiences, more authentic travel. And so when people think, oh, luxury, you know, glitz and glamour is completely the opposite of what you're going to experience, the nicer and the finer things on this line. But the luxury that you're getting are these attention to this attention to detail, the higher level of service, and those value adds in places that just make your experience all the more seamless. That's kind of my takeaway. I felt truly special on these excursions. I felt like they were really thinking in time with their audience as to what they were doing. They were tailoring as we were going our excursion days and the little gifts or the surprises that we encountered to best suit who was on the trip, which I felt was above and beyond.
Nice. What kind of entertainment and stuff did they have on board?
They had incredible entertainment. So they brought in live bands. So they also had, we've all experienced La Strada. with several other cruise lines. So they had Lestrada, but they also had two other, one was the, I'm going to say this wrong. Was it the Bronco Brothers? Mm-hmm. No, I wrote it down because I knew I was going to, I knew I was going to mess that up. It's the Bronco Brothers and I believe the Diamond Quartet. And they were hysterical, incredibly talented musicians, but also very, very fun and entertaining. Very lively atmosphere at night. Yeah, it was the Bronco Brothers and the Diamond Veritones. I'm sorry, the Diamond Veritones. They were phenomenal.
Did they stay with you the whole cruise, or did they like?
No, they came on in certain ports and then. And then left. They came on for the evening. But again, they're very focused on having local entertainment, on connecting you to the destination, to bringing the cuisine on board.
So how was the cuisine?
It was phenomenal. Some of the best food I've ever had on a cruise ship. The food was great. The wine was great. Let's see. The only thing that was different for me, and it's not that I didn't like it, but it was different, was the getting to know that there were two different staffs to connect with.
What do you mean two different staffs?
The staff that's on the ship, and then the staff that is the TALC staff, the directors. They're two different companies.
What? I'm not understanding.
They chartered their ships, Donna. So the
staff are not TALC employees, but the people that are kind of running the show are TALC employees. Okay, yes. I gotcha.
Correct. So there's office hours, you know, the desk hours for the TALC employees, and then there's the you know, so knowing who, you know, who handles what. But I felt like they were incredibly, for two separate entities, they worked together quite well. It was just something. That was the first time I've ever experienced being on a chartered ship that wasn't owned by the company I was sailing with. Have you sailed with anybody else that does that? Because I think they're the only ones that I.
No, I think most of them own their ships.
Yeah.
So, and they own the staff, basically. Yeah. Well, own is the wrong word, but employ the staff.
Direct hire. Yes. So one of the cool things that I noticed, and I did get to, I've seen this before in traveling and being in the same area with TALC groups, is this TCF policy that a lot of these a lot of museums and a lot of experiences have. TALC comes first, and it is 100% true. The TALC guests are not kept waiting. The TALC guests get first in line. The difference in the quality of the tour that I experienced. I did the same exact tour with a competitor the week before. Ours was so much more in depth. We had the same tour guide. He covered so much more. We got to do a hands-on. This was at the Delft factory. I got to paint a tile. Mm-hmm. And if you ever want to check or humble yourself and you're artistic. I had such a good time doing it. And they were all like, oh, that's such a great job. And then when I went down and I compared it to the one that you could buy in the gift shop. The girl with the pearl earring.
I am crafty challenged myself. So I get it.
I kept it and I had to buy the tile that to put it next to it to show what it was supposed to look like. But
those artisans at the Delft factory are amazing. They've also been doing it. Most of them are master craftsmen and been doing it for, you know, 30, 40 years.
Yeah. And it was such a fun experience. I like to do anything like that that's hands-on, where you're getting to create something or getting to learn about something. The tours themselves, I will say, were more focused on. So we went out to the tulip farm and we learned how the tulips were, saw the process of from growing to harvesting to getting it ready to go to the markets. We went out.
So you were at Kuchenhof?
Yeah. Oh, no, it wasn't Kuchenhof. It was a farm. It was a family-owned farm where we had lunch and – or, well, breakfast and tea, like pastries and tea, if I remember correctly. They fed us.
That is always a good thing on an excursion.
But we got to actually learn about the process. And then that same day we went to – I believe that's the day that we also went to the auction place. It was the one – it was called the Thousand Lakes, but there was really like 1,500 lakes. And they would bring the boats filled with like onions or whatever, and they would sail them right into the auction house in the – in the canal slip, and then they would auction off the items. And so back in the day, they'd start like onions, X amount of dollars or what, X amount of price. And then they would keep dropping the price. And then when you said sold, you had to buy the whole thing. So the game was to make sure you were, you didn't want to overpay, but you didn't want to wait too long because you would lose your chance to buy any of the produce or any of the product that come in there. And so one of the things we got to do was they did that with souvenirs. They had us all bid. We had to push our little buzzers and see who could get the souvenirs. So that was really fun. Things like that, that were more educational, but in an entertaining way.
Nice.
This is such a,
so you kind of compared it to Adventures by Disney in quality. Do you know off the top of your head if they allow children?
Yes, they actually have a whole entire product for kids, for families, okay. Bridges.
Okay, so that's good to know.
Yes, they did mention that they really do take families very seriously. They don't necessarily have kid friendly. It's not a big mega cruise ship with water slides and things, but they definitely make sure that the kids are given their macaroni and cheese. So they have a separate, usually, menu for the kids and all. They did mention that when I went to their training.
So what I noticed on this tour, I could very well see everything that we did being entertaining to a child over a certain age.
Especially
one that's curious. We went to the World War II Museum. We did a walk through, and there was an interactive exhibit in there. That was a little heavy that day going to the graveyard, but I think a lot of the other things that we did were very family oriented. And not having the luxury of having a child on our cruise, I can't tell what they would have done.
That's a luxury. Well, goodness. Just kidding.
Says the mother of three.
I just got off a Virgin cruise and there were no kids. So, that was great.
But you know what I mean. I could definitely see them paying attention to the needs of the children, just like they did every guest on this on our cruise. They had a very unique way of making everyone feel like this, like they were the only family there, the only entity there. They didn't have us all traipsing around in giant groups. We were split off in tiny little manageable pods. Not that there were a lot of us on this sailing to begin with, but it was just very high touch and very seamless. And I know I sound redundant when I say that, but it's those little touches. It's those little things that you don't have to think about that are that added convenience value that really allow you, I think, to enjoy your travel on a completely different level. And Tauk has that. It's something I think that's pretty unique in the industry. There's only a handful of companies that I have ever experienced this with, and they are one of the top three that is in that realm. Describing the service on board, it's more of European luxury service. Does that make sense?
Yes.
For the staff on board on the ship. And I'm trying to think of what else I haven't mentioned because there's so much.
You kind of mentioned the wine in passing, saying it was like the best wine you'd had on this kind of cruise.
Oh, it was definitely the most expensive. That's not always the best, but it was definitely the best and the most expensive wine I've ever had free flowing on any cruise.
So are they free flowing just like at meals?
Yes.
Like, you know, some? Okay.
And we should talk about that. What is included? Because there's a lot included here. Not just your experiences, all of your meals and special meals on shore, all your meals on board and on shore, your guided shore excursions, all the gratuities to talk directors, local guides, ship crew, and wait staff are included.
Okay.
And all transportation, your entertainment, admission fees, accommodations on shore, complimentary beverages from specialty coffee, tea, soft drinks, wine, beer, premium spirits, all of that. And when they say premium spirits, they don't mean the $10 bottle of wine that we can get at Costco. I mean, I was drinking I was drinking stuff that I didn't even realize what it cost until I get home and realize that I really want to go buy this. And I go to buy it and I'm like, oh my God.
$100 or $200 a bottle. Yes.
Yeah. I had like four bottles with my friends this week. No. That, so you are, not that that's should ever be the focus, but you know that I'm a little bit of a wine snob. And to find table wine that you like is...
Yeah, taking the picture, buying it at home. Yep.
Yeah. Do you take the picture? You go to buy it at home and you.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And you did mention they do the oysters. They're kind of known for that, the oysters and champagne.
Yeah, that was really good. I appreciate oysters. And that was the first time I really had caviar, too. So that was cool. I liked it.
So, any final takeaways, Lindsay?
So I really do. I should probably take a minute to talk about like their repeat travel records rival that of Adventures by Disney. The guests who sail with Talc, the guests who travel with Talc, come back. They really do go out of their way to make it such a unique and special experience for every single person on board that you can't wait to do it again. So, and there's two directors, the Talc directors. We had two guides with us on each excursion. Each group did. So that was
nice. I like that all those gratuities, even for the guides and stuff, are included. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of people see like the price is higher. The price point's higher on a Talc River cruise than it is on AMA, Avalon. It's a more expensive product, but you have to look at what's included. You have to look at what you're getting and where they add the value, and I can honestly say I did experience that value that week. It was definitely one of the areas, you know, we always say you get what you pay for in travel. I think with Talc you get that elevated level experience. You get that higher touch customer service. You've got the exclusive access to things you wouldn't have been able to do with another company. The higher quality food, wine, those little touches in the room, the little surprise and delights that happen throughout your trip and kind of just add that extra value. And really, especially if you were traveling with a family, kind of leave you open that extra time that you would spend thinking about, oh, I have to do this, this, and this. It's so seamless. This is a perfect product to take a family on.
Nice. That's cool.
Very good. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of outlandertravel.com. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, because we'd love to hear from you. So, on behalf of Sandy, George, Lindsay, and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.